96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. On the line, we have Dr. Reed Tuscan.
Dr. Tuscan, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be with you and your audience today.
Could you please tell us about the Black Coalition Against COVID-19 and what you're doing?
The Black Coalition Against COVID is a community coalition of community influencers and the people who run diverse community-based organizations, all coming together to pool their resources in a targeted, single-minded effort to have our community itself engage in saving our own lives from this virus. We have learned through much experience over the years of history of our being in this country that no people but a people can save a people. With this virus and the impact it's having on people of color so disproportionately, we in the community and our and individuals themselves have got to rise up, pull ourselves together, encourage ourselves to do the right thing, support each other, and be partners with government. But we can't wait for anybody else. We got to take care of our own lives.
You know, we have this intersection right now. It's quite remarkable. We're dealing with COVID-19 and the devastating effects in the African-American community, and also a moment to lift our voices in unity to say enough is enough as far as police brutality goes. But that means that there are a whole lot of people standing side by side right now. What do you think about this mingling of the community out there raising their voices in these protesting days?
Well, I look at it in two different ways. Number one, I look at the people who are here as agents and provocateurs and mischief makers who mean us no good or anybody else any good, for that matter. But then there are the overwhelming majority of people who are legitimately protesting with good intent, with a sincere heart, and with a real notion that they need to bring their voices and speak truth to power. Those people, I'm really praying, will understand that just as we are complaining and concerned about our brother who could not breathe, and so many of our brothers who have not been able to breathe, that we also don't put ourselves in a position where this COVID virus, which attacks our lungs and gets into the air sacs of our lungs and fills them with fluid, making it impossible for us to breathe, that we don't do the same thing to ourselves. So as we protest legitimately and get out there and do what people feel they need to do in a peaceful way, you got to remember, you got to wear a mask.
Yes. And we'll have much more from Dr. Tuscan, including some prizes you could win if you come up with a creative mask. That's coming up a little bit later.
Information and an opportunity to get the hookup. That's always great right here on WHUR.
Funny.
We're talking to Dr. Reed Tuscan. And Doc, tell us about the Eye Mask for DC competition and how can people get involved?
One of the things that, of the many things that we're doing to try to encourage our community to do the right thing, is to have this mask competition. So we've gotten the Theater Arts Department at Howard University, along with the ARC Theater Company, WHUR, WPFW, the Washington Informer, all coming together to launch Eye Mask for DC Video Festival and Competition. Individuals and families will have 30 seconds videos that they can make on their smartphones to remind our community and talk about why they wear a mask and why they're consistently doing it when they're outdoors. Go to our website, blackcoalitionagainstcovid.org, blackcoalitionagainstcovid.org. And by the way, did I mention cash prizes?
I was going to say, you could win a prize, too.
I'm talking serious money, too.
Okay, Dr. Reed Tuscan, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much, and thanks for spending some time with us, your Howard family.
Dr. Reed Tuscan, a great job, a great cause.
Thank you.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.